So then next we've got up This Big Old Endless Sky with Sunshine / Abyss. Tell me everything you want, and there's nothing I'll guarantee. I am somewhere in between. Your deepest sorrow, your happiness. Okay, and this one, I am probably going to be in the minority. I think it has something to do maybe with the shape of my ears, but there are certain sounds and certain frequencies that I just don't like, and they make my teeth grind. And, you know, the lead guitar tone for Chew Me Up, Spit Me Out last round was in that frequency. There were some of Becca's vocals in the alleviators in that frequency, and it gives me a visceral clenching of teeth pain reaction. And it's not got anything, I think, to do with anything other than those being the frequencies that make my brain go, please no, please no, these frequencies are the bad ones for us. So I really had a hard time getting into this song, and I've read the lyrics. I really like the lyrics. I like the juxtaposition of the sunshine and the abyss, and, like, you know, Gizzo is an awesome person who's trying to make the world a kinder, better place. I only want to say good things, but I really struggled with the noise there. And then also two F-bombs. I don't know how many you're allowed, but that was two that I counted.
I think two is exactly the wrong number. I think we decided that. Isn't that right?
It's like, yeah. 1 or 100.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. An infinite number or one. But I did enjoy the lyrics, but it was hard for me to enjoy with those sounds. And, like, I don't know how everybody else feels about that. I'm curious to hear, but it might just be a me thing.
It worked for me. Like, I like punk rock music. I like the growling guitars. I always like it when, like, punk rock is slightly elevated with, you know, multiple vocals and harmonies. Like, maybe NoFX kind of does that a little bit. I like the song. I really like the way Gizzo sneers when he sings the word stupid.
And yeah, it really good attitude. That punk rock attitude.
It reminds me of Johnny Rotten. It's just good stuff. And, like, there's a backing vocal which sings a counter melody on the final chorus that I thought was really cool. And at the end, you hear this long reverb tail on the final abyss vocals, which is great, like giving you an audio sense of the abyss through the magic of reverb. So that was cool. And I think this is, you know, another one of Gizzo's bands, along with his Bob Voig persona. And entering twice in the same contest, I think, is an interesting strategy, because there are people like me who like the punk rock style, and I assume that there are judges who feel about punk the same way that I feel about emo ballads. So it's a risk. And, you know, and I think maybe that Gizzo is hedging the risk of genre bias around by having multiple personas that favor different styles. It's a lot of work, though, so I don't know if that would really pay off, but those are my thoughts.
I think the song is pretty good. It's another energetic rocker. It is sort of extra simple on the chord progression up until it sort of strives to meet the challenge during that instrumental interlude. You could argue that it isn't particularly prominent use of the secondary dominant chord, since it's only present during that interlude, but I'm not a judge and I wouldn't argue that anyway. I'm happy about the energy and the drive that this song has, but I'm not so happy about the 12-bar blues primary chord progression, which is the exact chord progression I try my best to avoid while composing because it's too easy and it's too overused and it's essentially uninteresting.
You guys jogged my memory on two other things that I had skipped over here, is that I think this is the second Sartre reference, you know, hell is every other person quote there at the beginning of the end there. And then the second thing, as I was going to say, is just from a technical standpoint, I know Gizzo doesn't like lots of technical stuff. I was going to say maybe a de-esser on some of those, because there's a lot of sss at the end of those choruses with the happiness and the abyss and the mess.
Yeah. Sibilance, yeah. is the frequency. Sibilance. You don't like, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. And it's around, I think, 7,000-ish. So it can be a couple different places. But I know Gizzo doesn't like gear. Maybe a pop filter would be another possible thing. If you're willing to go get a $10 one of those, that could help knock out sibilants on songs, or you're gonna S it up a lot.
Yeah. Especially if you're really up close on the mic for that intimate sound, those S's really pop.